Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Yud Ches. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Harry Katowitz's mother, Helen Katowitz, Chaya Bas David. We're also learning Leila Nishmas Fanny Dombrov, Fega Bas Chanoch, and Sarah Schiff, Sarah Bas Avraham Moshe. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin about a third of the way down, Yud Ches Omer Aleph. We begin quoting a part of the Braisa that we'd had in previous Shurim regarding Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And we can find this again about a third of the way down. In some Gemaras, it's by a one dot. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omer. Then Braisa, we learned that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon had said that if you have something that is Tomei and it's a Sofek, did it touch Ochlin? And a Sofek, did it touch Kalim? So what is the Halacha? So we previously brought down a Man D'Omer that said that it was definitely Tomei. A Man D'Omer said it's definitely not Tomei. And we had the compromise opinion of Yossi Rav Shimon. Rav Yossi Rav Shimon Omrim, La Ochlin Tmeim. In this situation, if it came into contact possibly with Ochlin, so we say in the Sofik situation, the Ochlin are Tomei. However, if it came into contact with Kalim, with utensils, so then they are Tahorim. That is what Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon said in this Braisa. Now, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Reish Lakish, Rabba Bar Rav Chana said in the Reish Lakish, Rav Yossi, Bishitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amora. Rav Yossi is going in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. As we will see, he personally doesn't hold like that, but he's going and stating this opinion in this Braisa, in accord with the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know, lost many of his Talmidim. That's one of the reasons why we have a mourning period during the Sfiras HaOmer, because the 24,000, the 12,000 pairs of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, and he was left over as one of the five major Talmidim. We see this in Pirkei Avos, we find this in the Gemara and Yevamos, in other places, the five great Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. There's also a sixth Talmud. Some suggest there's six great Talmidim. In any event, these are the great Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi was one of them. So was Rabbi Shimon. He was another one of them. So it says here that Rabbi Yossi, Bishitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. Rabbi Yossi said this Shita, that the Sofek Tumah touching Ochlin is Tame, and the Sofek, whether it touched Kalim, is Tahar. This was said based upon Rabbi Akiva's Drasha. What was Rabbi Akiva's Drasha? The Darish Yitma. When the Pasuk in the Torah tells us Yitma, we read it, we pronounce it Yitame. Yitma means it is Tame, but Yitame means it can transmit Tumah down the line. So based upon this Drasha that Rabbi Akiva has taught us, which we'll learn in the Gemara in a moment, where Rabbi Akiva taught us to us, so Rabbi Yossi says, based upon Rabbi Akiva's Darshaning Yitma Yitame, we can darshan that over here as well to teach us that the liquids that were tame can be metame ochlin, but cannot be metame kalim, at least on a daraisa level. Neither rabbanon. Everybody agrees that liquids can be metame. The question is on a daraisa level. Now, what exactly is this shita of Rabbi Akiva? Now, this is a mishnah both in Chulin and in Sota, where it says ditnan. Rabbi Akiva said, Bo bayom darish Rabbi Akiva. On that famous day, on that very day, Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha. Now, this idea of Bo Bayom is a famous idea. The entire Maseches Edios, which is Bechir Shebe Mishnayis, that's the most perfect Masechta in terms of everything was really discussed very well that very day. This was the day the Gemara in Brachos tells us that they deposed Rabban Gamliel from being the Nasi. Rabban Gamliel had been very strict in letting people into the Beis Medrash. You had to have Tochel Kibara. You really have to be an Erlich HaTalmud Chacham inside and outside. And when they deposed him because of three fights that he had with Rabbi Yoshua in terms of what the Halach is, so the Am said enough, there's too much disparagement of Rav Yoshua, and they appointed on that day Rav Elazar ben Azariah to be the new Nasi, and he opened up the Beis Medrash. They added many, many tables to the Beis Medrash, many benches to the Beis Medrash, the Gemara in Bracha says, and ultimately Rabban Gamliel returned to be the Nasi, and they switched off between Rabban Gamliel being the Nasi most of the time, Rav Elazar ben Azariah being the Nasi 1 week out of three, 1 week out of four, Machlokas, and in any event, Bo Bayom, on that very day, that they established Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the new Nasi for at least a short period of time, so they opened up the halls of the Beis Medrash and solved many problems with the great Pilpul HaTorah. So this is Bo Bayom, we have throughout Shas. So on that very day, Bo Bayom, Darish Rabbi Akiva, he said the following halacha. Based upon the pasuk again in Shmini, many of the halachas of Tumah and Tara are from Parsa Shmini, where it talks about being machshir, various things to be makabel Tumah, and it says, V'kol kli cheres, Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho, that's all that we have over here. Then we have the Gomer, but the critical part is the El Tocho, Kol Asher Besocho, anything that's inside of this Klicheres, Yitmo, that's the key word here, V'osos Yishboru. Then the next pasuk says, Mikol Ochal Asher Yeochel, Asher Yovo Olav Mayim Yitma. We have another time that it says Yitma, and then it says Bechol Mashke Asher Yishaseh Bechol Kli Yitma. Now we're going to darshan out these pilkim, and three times it says Yitma. The first one is here, the drasha that Rabbi Akiva makes, and then we're going to darshan the other two for Rabbi Yossi, and we'll see how he darshans those other two Yitma based upon this drasha of Rabbi Akiva. So let's now understand. The first part of the pasuk tells us that anything that falls inside this dead sheretz falls inside this kli cheres. So anything inside there, any food that's inside of there, yitma, shall become tame. That's what literally yitma means. So eino omer tame, but it doesn't say it's tame. It says elo yitma, which again, Rabbi Akiva says we play on the words yitma to say yitame, which means yitame acherim. Therefore, that comes to teach us limed al kikar sheni. Rabbi Akiva has a shita, it's a das yachid. He says that by chulin, a sheni can make a shlishi, even by chulin. Everybody else says that it can't, but Rabbi Akiva darshins this pasuk this way. He says that the food that fell inside the kli cheres, so the kli cheres had a sheretz inside of it, the kli cheres becomes a rishon, and any food inside of it becomes a sheni, and that sheni is yitma, not tome, not that it is tome, but it has the potential to transmit tumma to a shlishi. And since Rashi points out, it's not talking here by kachim, it's not talking here by truma, it's talking in general. So this concept of this kikar that's inside of this oven becoming a sheni and being able to be yitma, meaning yitamei acherim, can ose shlishi b'chulin. This is Rabbi Akiva's drasha. This is what Rav Yossi refers to. He says, this idea that we brought down in the Braisa, that Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon say, that when a liquid is tameh, it can potentially transmit, even in a suffix situation, to ochlin, is based upon this drasha of Rabbi Akiva, yitma, yitameh. Now, v'hacha hechi darish. How exactly did Rabbi Yossi take this drasha from Rabbi Akiva that we just learned, to say that a sheni can make a shlishi by chulin in regards to things being inside a kli cheres, and how did he extend it over here to liquids being able to be metameh on a deraisa level to ochlin? So he says, v'hocha hechi darish, v'chol mashkeh, the next pasuk that I read it outside, now we see it inside, v'chol mashkeh, she yishaseh, any liquid, b'chol kili yitma, will be able to become tameh. Again, yitma, he darshins yitameh, it can transmit it further. How does it transmit it further? L'tameh tomas ochlin. This is where Rav Yossi says, based upon the drasha of Rabbi Akiva, yitma, yitameh, the Rabbi Akiva made, so Rav Yossi says you can do the same thing here with liquids, and liquids that are becoming tameh have the ability to transmit on a derais level. So this liquid, which is a sheni, can transmit to the shlishi ochlin. No, the Gemara says, Ata omer l'tameh tomas ochlin. You're saying that it has the ability to be tameh tomas ochlin. Why not say, oeno, el l'tameh tomas mashkin? Maybe this sheni liquid can be metame a shlishi liquid. So the Gemara says, don't think that for a second. Amris lo kachaya. No, we don't say that. The Gemara says, why not? My lo kachaya. What do you mean we don't say that? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, lo matzinu tumma sha'ose kayotziba. Because we don't find that tumma can make something that's like it tame as well. In other words, you can't transmit from the same further down the line to the same item. As Rashi says, Kidamrina lekama, as we're going to learn in a moment, the lahachi karina yitma yitame. Lemeimar, dehu tame, it is tame, this type of thing is tame. The ain ose kayotze bo tome, but it doesn't have the ability to make something like it tome. So therefore, Rapapa explains here that this liquid, which is tome, can only make something that's not a liquid tome, i.e. it can make ochlin tome, but it can't make another liquid tome. That's how Rav Yossi learns out, according to Rapapa, based upon the drush of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that liquids that are tome can be metame ochlin, but they can't be metame other liquids. Alternatively, Ravina Omar, this is where you get it from. Migufe dekra, nami lo motzis amris. From the pasuk itself, we can see this idea that a liquid can't be metame a liquid. Because it says yitma twice in this pasuk. And it says it altogether three times. The first time is for Rabbi Akiva's drasha. And then it says it twice when it's dealing with liquids and when it's dealing with solids. So it says yitma, and then it says yitma again. Now, these hokadaitoch yitma the seifa litame tumas mashkin. The seifa is definitely talking about being litame tumas mashkin. There it's talking about solids being litame tumas mashkin. Now, if the seifa is talking about being litame tumas mashkin, why would it have to say the word yitma twice? Yitma the resha, nami litame tumas mashkin. If you're going to tell me that the yitma that's found at the beginning of the pasuk, it's also telling us that liquids can become tame themselves and can transmit tuma to liquids as well. So then, niyarvinu v'nichtivinu. Then what we should have done is
listed them together, combined them together, only have the word Yitmo one time, and write as follows, Mikol Ochel Asher Yechel, Asher Yavol of Mayim, and then the Pasuk says Yitmo, but don't say Yitmo, because then it talks about B'chol Mashker, Asher Yishoseh, B'chol Kli Yitmo. If the ability over here of a liquid to be metame includes not only a solid, but also includes a liquid, Ravina says that the Pasuk shouldn't have said Yitmo twice. It should have just said Yitmo once. And we would know it means that it can be metame solids and it can be metame liquids. And the fact that it says it's twice, Tre Yitmo Lomoli, Elo, Yitmo the Reisha. Since it says twice, it must be that Yitmo in the Reisha is teaching us Letame Tumas Mashkin, that solids can be metame Mashkin. And Yitmo the Sefer is Letame Tumas Ochlin, that liquids can be Metame Ochlin. Liquids can be Metame Ochlin, solids can be Metame Mashkim, but nothing can be Metame itself. So solids can't be Metame solids, and liquids can't be Metame liquids on a Daraisa level. That is the proof that Ravina gives. Both of them say the same thing, that Rav Yossi learns out, based upon this concept that his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, darshan Yitmo Yitame, so that's where Rav Yossi learned out that the Drasha, as well as Rabbi Shimon learned out that the drasha is that a liquid can be metame on a deraisa level, a solid, ochlin, but cannot be metame other liquids. The Gemara says, well, there's one other thing. The emo letame is a kalim. Okay, you're right. The liquid can't be metame the liquids, and the pasuk yitma tells it's metame something else. Maybe it's metame kalim. Who says it's metame ochlin? Maybe it was metame kalim. And then why did Rav Yossi say in the braisa that it's metame ochlin, but it's not metame kalim? Maybe it's the other way around. One says, no, this is a Kavach Homer. The Lav Kavach Homer, this is a Kavach Homer to teach me that the liquids can only be metame solids, ochlin, but can't be metame kalim, utensils. Why is that? Because of the following Kavach Homer. Uma kli, a utensil, shemetame mashkim, a tome dika kli can be metame mashkim, but ain't a metame kli, is not metame another kli. Kli can't be metame a kli. So certainly, mashkin, Haboyim machbas kli. If the mashkin only became tome via contact with the tome kli, certainly ain't no din shlo yitamo sakelim. If the kli can't be metame another kli, so the mashkin which became tome from a kli certainly don't have the power to be metame another kli. So therefore, when we say we have one thing yitmo yitame, it can't be metame itself. We just proved a liquid can't be metame a liquid. We just showed through the Kal Vachomer that a liquid can't be metame a keli, because if the keli can't be metame a keli, so certainly a liquid which got its tumah from a keli can't go be metame a keli. So the only thing left in this drasha system yitame yitmo yitmo yitame is that a liquid can be metame ochlin. Where it says, maybe, kilo mitamo, maybe when it's not being mitami it, it's mashkim aboy machbas kli. That's, you're right. If the mashkim got tummy from a kli, then they can't be mitami a kli, because of this kavachomer that we just said. However, avo mashkim aboy machbas sheretz, if the mashkim got tummy via contact with the sheretz, so maybe, hochanami dimitamu, maybe they can be mitami a kli in that situation. Because the sheretz can be mitami a kli, your whole kavachomer was a kli, can't be mitami a kli, so therefore, liquid that got tame from a kli can't be metame another kli. All right, the perfectly good kavachomer. But a sheretz can be metame a kli. So maybe if a sheretz is metame liquids, the liquids can be metame a kli. Shmuel says, no, that can't be either. Mashkin aboa machma sheretz miksive. There is no pasuk to tell me that a sheretz can be metame liquids. How do we know that it can? We turn to the Amud Beis, it's only learned out through a Kavachomer. The Lavni Kavachomer Kosa. We don't have a Beferish Pasuk that says that the sheretz can be metame a liquid. It's only learned out from the following Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Uma mashkin haboy machmas kli metamim. If, as we just pointed out, that mashkim can become tame from a kli, so Kavachomer, mashkin haboy machmas sheretz lokoshike. So certainly, mashkim who became tame from a sheretz, the sheretz is higher than the kli. A kli at best can be a rishon. The sheretz is an avatumah. So if mashkin haboy machma sheretz is a higher level of tumah, so if a kli can be metame mashkin, so certainly the higher level sheretz can be metame mashkin. That we don't have beferish in the Torah, but we learn it out through a kavachomer. Oh, once you learn it out through a kavachomer, dayo lovo min adin lios kenidon. We have a famous rule of kavachomers. The kavachomer can never be stricter than the thing it's being learned from. So in this situation, the kli is metame the liquid, but the kli can't be metame another kli. So even though we learn out a sheretz can be metame the liquids through this kavachomer, But there's no way, that we can say that, therefore, that the sherets can be metame the liquids to be able to be metame a kli. So therefore, we can't say that. So there's no reason to assume that liquids can possibly be metame a kli. Therefore, since it can't be metame a kli, and it can't be metame other liquids, the only thing left to learn out this drasha, yitmo, yitame, is to teach us midar raisa, Rabbi Yossi, based upon his drasha from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, says that a liquid can be metame a solid, can be metame ochlin. Now the Gemara says, yitmo dereisho hechidorish. So now, we learned out the Sefer to teach us that it's talking about that liquids can be metame solids, lochlin. So now how would you learn out the first yitma? We've already said it outside, but now we're going to see it inside. Yitma deresha, the first part of the pasuk, we'd also use a lashon yitma. Again, remember we said that they didn't combine them together and just have one yitma because liquids can only be metame solids and solids can only be metame liquids. Now we're going to learn out that idea. So yitma deresha echidarish. How do you dash in the first yitma? So the pasuk again talks there about solids. Mikol ochel asher yochel asher yavol of mayim yitma. So when you machshu the ochel to be mekabel tumah, it's yitmo yitame. Litame is a mashkim. So the reisha comes to teach us that solids can be metame liquids. Just like the Sefer taught us that liquids can be metame solids, ochlin, so too, the reisha talks about ochel can be metame liquids. So more again, it goes through the same shaka v'tayi that you just went through. At omil tamei samashkin, you're telling me that the ochlin can be metame mashkin. So oeno, el tamei is a kli. Maybe it comes to be metame the kli. Maybe that's what the yitmo and the reisha says, that the Ochlin have the ability to be metame a kli. So Gemara says, no, we already learned this out through Kavu Chomer. Amos Kavu Chomer. Uma mashke shemetame ochel, eno metame kli. A mashke that has the ability to be metame ochel doesn't have the ability to be metame a kli. So an ochel that doesn't have the ability to be metame ochel, she ain't metame ochel, because we said previously, nothing can be metame itself, so to say. A liquid can't be metame a liquid, a solid can't be metame a solid, ochlin can't be metame ochlin. So ochel, she ain't metame ochel, so certainly, ain't no din, shelo yitame kli. So if it can't even be metame ochel, certainly can't be metame a kli. If liquids can't be metame a kli, uma mashkish metame ochel, eno metame kli, liquids can be metame an ochel, but they can't be metame a kli, that was what we learned out. So certainly ochel, which doesn't even have the ability to be metame ochlin, shem metame ochel, certainly kal v'chomer, eno din shelo yitame kli. Aye, then what's the yitma for? It's not to mekame ochel, it's not to be mekame a kli, so hama ani mekayim yitma yitame, but the only thing left is letame yisa mashkin, shen alulin lekabo tumma. The solids are going to be metame liquids. That's the only thing left. Metame samashkin shenalulin lekabel tumah. They're able to be accepting tumah. Liquids can accept tumah from solids. So the yitmo at the beginning comes to teach me that solids can be metame liquids. The yitmo at the end comes to teach me that liquids can be metame solids. And neither one can be metame kalim, and neither one can be metame its own like. Liquids can't be metame liquids, solids can't be metame solids on a daraisa level. Again, on a darabana level, everything goes. They all can be metame each other. Now the Gemara asks, "My area, mashkin mishum dalulun lekabel tumah." Why do we say over here that the reason is shein alulun lekabel tumah, that they're likely to get tumah? Tapebook, you should have just said tapebooklay mishum daleka midiachrina, because there's nothing else, right? We just said that the solids can't be metame solids, and we said the solids can't be metame kalim. So then the only thing left is that they're able to be metame liquids. Why did you use this funny lashon? They're capable alulun lekabel tumah. Gemara says this is what he meant. Kochi kamar. You might have said that ochel is more chomer because it's able to be metame mashkim. So therefore, nitamaye lekli, it should also be able to be metame a kli. So I would have said no. How chomer de mashkinu? That's a special chomer that we have by liquids, by mashke. Mishum de mashkin alulin lekabel tuma, because mashkin are capable of accepting tuma. What does that mean? Or mahi alilos. So what does it mean that they're really capable of accepting tuma? They're more likely to accept tuma. Shemekablim tuma shelo behechsher. Liquids compared to solids are more likely to accept tuma because liquids don't have to be muchshel lekabel tuma. You don't need to wet a liquid in order for it to be able to get tuma. But you have to wet a solid. You have to wet the ochlin. They have to be muchshel lekabel tuma. L'chiyutan mayim azera. They have to have water put on them, or one of the other seven liquids that we discussed the other day in the shir. They have to have the yad shochad dam nemanik for the seven liquids to be put on them in order to be muchshel lekabel tuma. So solids, ochlin, compared to liquids, are in fact less likely to accept tumah. That's why we use the lashon over here, shein alulin lekabel tumah. Nadigmor continues and tells us the word yitma, what does that mean? The ein osek hayotze ba. It doesn't make things like itself tumah. So liquids can't make other liquids tumah on a daraisa level, and solids can't make solids tumah on a daraisa level. So the Gemara says, We just learned this out as we explained it. Two reasons. Either the first reason, from our papa, who said, Lo motzi nutumo shotzeche yotze ba, and from Ravina, who said, Migufa dekra, nami lo motzis armis. We said this earlier in the shiur, I won't repeat it again. Those were the two reasons. So someone says, really? Mehocha nafka? Is that where you learned it from? Mehasam nafka? Why don't we learn it from here? V'chiyu tanmai mazera. Again, the Pasuk in Shmini tells us that water has to go on the solids, on the ochlin, on the zera. V'nafal minim v'lasam alav. And then it becomes tamei. It's mushal habotuma, tameihu. It becomes tamei. Hu tamei? Only it is tamei. But the ain ose tumma kayotziba, but it doesn't have the capability of making something like itself tame. So why don't we use this pasuk rather than the two drushes that we had previously? So Gemara says, Chad b'mashkin haboy machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkin haboy machmas kli. You need two psukim here. You need two ideas because it's teaching us two different things. One is to tell me that when you have mashkim that became tame via sheretz, and one is to tell us when you have mashkim that became tame via kli, that both of them cannot be metame other mashkim. And you need both of them. Utsriche. Why is that? Because the Yashbinum b'mashkin and boy machmas kli. If we only have the pasuk that tells me that the mashkin can be kuntame via kli, and those can't be metame other mashkin, if that had been the only pasuk, I would have said mishum delo chamiri. Because that pasuk talked about a sheretz that was inside a kli cheres, and it made the kli cheres a rishon, and it made the liquid into a sheni. So therefore, it's not such a chomer tumah. Therefore, you could say a sheni can't be metame to a shlishi that's a liquid. Mishum delo chamiri. However, avol b'mashkin aboy machmas sheretz. If the mashkin were a rishon, they came into contact with the sheretz themselves. So I might have said the chamire, they're a rishon. Maybe liquids that are a rishon could be metame on a deraisa level other liquids because they make them into a sheni. So therefore, ema osa tuma kayotzibot. Maybe it can make tuma. So therefore, you need that pasuk to tell me that even when it's more machmir type of a tuma, like a sheretz, even then the liquid can't be metame another liquid. No, so just tell me that one, and then I'll know the kli. Lishmiinon mashkin abo machmir sheretz. Just tell me the case where even a sheretz, which is an avatuma, that can come into contact with liquids to make them into rishon, that rishon liquid can't be metame on a derisa level other liquids to make them into a sheni. So then certainly, if you can mashkin abo machmas kli, then certainly if you have mashkin that are tame via kli, so they're only a sheni, like the case of the sheretz that was inside a kli cheres, made the kli cheres a rishon, and then it made the mashkin that were in there a sheni. So the sheni mashkin can't be metame shlishi. I would know for sure if rishon can't make a sheni, so certainly a sheni can't make a shlishi. So Gemara says, no, you're right. That's a kal v'chomer. So milsa the asa b'kal v'chomer. Nevertheless, tarach because of lakra. Sometimes the Torah will give us a pasuk, even though we could have learned it out through a kal v'chomer. Sometimes, for various reasons, the Torah wrote a pasuk and even though we could have learned it through a kavah chomer, we have a pasuk. That's what this is over here as well. We have two psukim, each of them telling us that liquids can't be metame, whether another liquid, whether it got its original tumor from a sheretz, or whether it got its original tumor from a kli. So we have two psukim telling us that. You're right, the kli could have been learned out through a kavah chomer, but nevertheless, tarach v'kosav lakra. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a pasuk in any event. So now the bottom line is, we finally understand Rabbi Yossi. He got this whole concept of Yitmah, Yitame, from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. And now we understand how we darshened out all of these things according to Rabbi Yossi, that liquids can only be Metame solids, Ochlin, they can't be Metame other liquids, and they can't be Metame Kalim. The Gemara now says, Amalei Ravina, Le Ravashi, Ravina, Yester Ravashi, Ravina, Ravashi, the redactors of the final Gemara. They were the last generation of the Amarayim. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Vaha Amarava, but we learned earlier that Rava said, Lo Rabbi Yossi, Savak Rabbi Akiva, Lo Rabbi Akiva, Savak Rabbi Yossi. Wait a second. You seem to be saying that Rabbi Yossi is following the sheet of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But Rava taught us that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Talmud, Rabbi Yossi. Talmud is allowed to argue with his Rebbe. Once the Talmud has reached a certain stage, a certain level of sophistication and knowledge and chokhmah, so he respectfully is allowed to argue with his Rebbe. So Rabbi Yossi argues with the Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, I disagree with your opinion. So Rava clearly says that Rabbi Yossi is not following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But we just said this whole shaka of Atari, the whole shia today, has been based upon the assumption that Rabbi Akiva's drasha of Yitmo Yitame was followed by his Talmud, Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara answers, Ravashi says, Omalei, Ravashi says to Ravina, Rabbi Yossi, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amora. He's saying, this is what my Rebbe would hold, based upon my Rebbe's drasha of Yitma Yitame. So therefore, he would hold that liquids can only be Metame Kalim on a derisive level, and the other drasha we said, that Ochlin can only be Metame liquids, that liquids can only be Metame Ochlin, Ochlin can only be Metame liquids, neither of them can be Metame like themselves. Ochlin can't be Metame Ochlin, Mashkin can't be Metame Mashkin, and neither of them can be Metame Kalim. That's what my Rebbe would hold based upon his drasha. However, me personally, v'lei, lo svir v'lei. Rav Yossi himself says, I don't hold from that. I disagree with my Rebbe. But that would be my Rebbe's opinion. So when Rav Yossi said that that's the halacha, he said that the liquids can be metame only ochlin, he says, that's not my opinion, that's my Rebbe's opinion. Amli Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, now Rav Ashi is the Rav Kahana. Bishlam Rav Yossi lo svir v'lei k'ribiva. We just explained, as I just did, Rav Ashi said, that Reb Yossi was just saying this whole pilpul in the name of his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, but he himself doesn't hold like that. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, I'm Reb Yossi, I'll show you that Reb Yossi doesn't hold like he has this opinion. Because right now we don't have any proof that he doesn't hold like this, just as Rava said, he doesn't hold like his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, and we just showed how Rebbe Akiva does hold this, so where do we find that Reb Yossi doesn't hold like Rebbe Akiva? That's from the following Braisa, the Tanya. I'm Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, "Beferish in this brisa, minayin l'revi b'kodesh u'posel." How do we know that a revi is called posel when it comes to kachim? Again, we pointed out many times to remind everybody again that tameh is something that has tumah attached to it and can transmit it down the line. We use the terminology tameh. When we use the term posel, it means it itself is tameh, but it doesn't have the ability to transmit that tumah down the line. So there, we use the term posel. So the end tumah item is called posel, even though it's just as tameh in the sense that it's tameh as things that we call tameh, but something that it's tameh can transmit further, something that's posel can transmit further. So Rav Yossi tells us in this brisa, minayin l'revi b'kodesh shu posel. How do we know that a revi in regards to kachim is the end of the line? It's tameh, but we call that tameh posel because it can transmit to a chamishi. How do we know that? How do we know that there's no chamishi by kachim? So Rav Yossi says in this brisa v'dinu, it's a kavachomer. Uma mechusar kippurim. A mechusar kippurim is somebody who was tameh, and they had to go to the mikvah. They went to the mikvah, and then they had harav shemesh, and then they had nightfall. But they're still lacking one thing. This type of tumah that they have, for example, azav or azav or yoledes, other types of tumah mitzora, they have to bring korbanos on their eighth day. And when they bring their korbanos, now they're no longer lacking anything. They're not mechusar their kapara, and now they can even eat kachim. Until then, until Harav Shemesh, they could eat only Maisa Sheni. Once they have Harav Shemesh, they can eat Truma. And now, once they have their Kapara, their carbon's brought on the eighth day, then they can even eat Kachim. This is called the Mechusa Kippurim. How do we view a Mechusa Kippurim in Halacha in regards to Tum and Tara? So it says, Uma Mechusa Kippurim, Shemuta B'Truma. A Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma. Nevertheless, Pasul B'Kodesh is not allowed to go and eat Kachim. So even though he's only Mechusa Kippurim, he can eat Truma, but he's not allowed to eat Kachim. So a Shlishi, which everybody agrees applies by truma, shlishi shepasul b'truma, if an item that's truma is a shlishi tuma, so it's not allowed to be eaten. So ein odin shi'asir vi b'kodesh. So certainly, this shlishi, which is not allowed to be eaten by truma, so it has the ability to go and be posel kachim as a revi. So this is a kavul chomer. If the mechusi kippurim, which is allowed to eat truma, is not allowed to eat kachim, which as a revi, so certainly a shlishi, which is not allowed to eat truma, can certainly make something revi in regards to kachim. So therefore, this kavul chomer v'lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh min haTorah. Now, shlishi in kodesh, that's a beferish pasuk in the Torah, and the revi is learned out through this kavul chomer. So now the Gemara tells us this is what Rav Yossi had said. Now, shlishi min haTorah. Where do we know the shlishi min haTorah? D'chsev, because the pasuk says v'abosar asher yiga. And we turn to Yotes Amon Aleph b'chol tameh lo yeyachel. If the basar that you have touches something that's tameh, you're not allowed to go and eat it. Now, milu askin and denaga b'sheni, aren't we talking about that it touched the sheni? Because the sheni is nikra tameh, Rashi says. Kol asher b'socho yitma. So a sheni, if there's meat inside an earthenware oven that was tameh by a sheretz, so the meat is a sheni. V'hashtu d'shamina leila Rav Yossi, v'shlishi l'truma v'lo revi, and we learned out already that Rav Yossi says that you only have up to a shlishi by truma, Rashi says, v'lo revi, there's no revi by truma, v'revi l'kodesh, and there's only a revi by kodesh, as we just said over here. V'lo chamishi, there is no concept of a chamishi by kachim. And therefore, al karchach less le sheni ose shlishi b'chulin. And therefore, there is no concept of a sheni making a shlishi by chulin. Now, Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a sheni making a shlishi by chulin. So therefore, clearly, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Furthermore, the Gemara says, the revi we learned out mikavu chomer kedarin that we just learned, and now here's the final proof. If you in fact say that Rav Yossi holds like his Rebbe, like Rabbi Akiva, so then niste nami revi b'truma v'chamishi b'kodesh. Then you should carry this one step further and say that even according to Rav Yossi, you could have a chamishi in regards to kachim and a revi in regards to truma.
And to understand this better, let's read again in the Rashi where I just left off from. It's on the first of the thin lines in the Rashis. It says we should learn this rule out from a kavachom mitul yom. Again, remind ourselves a tul yom is somebody who was tameh and went to the mikvah. They were, let's say, in contact with the sheretz. So they're going to go to the mikvah. They're allowed to eat ma'aser sheni until Harav Shemesh. And then at Harav Shemesh, at nightfall, they can eat truma. So a tul yom is considered like a sheni. Uma tul yom shemutu b'chulin. A tul yom can eat chulin. It doesn't make it tameh. Pasul b'truma is not allowed to eat truma because he would make it into shlishi. So shlishi shepasul bechulin, according to Rabbi Akiva, shlishi is possible by chulin. Certainly, it should then have the ability to go and make revi in regards to truma, and therefore the revi in kachim should have the ability to go make a chamishi in regards to kachim. But since he doesn't hold, that would be the natural continuation of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, he clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, fine, that's how we know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, El Rabbi Kiva, Lo Sovek Rabbi Yossi, Min Holland. How do we know that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara will discuss that tomorrow. This is a good break point. This is a very tough shiur today. I hope it was clear. Yitz Hashem will pick up over here. How do we know that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi in tomorrow's shiur?